It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman every night right after Lycus. All we ask is 3 hours a night. Filling in for Conway is Sammy Phillips. Tim will be back on Monday night from his long European vacation. He spent some time also in South America.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the Arctic. He was there for a little while.
That's quite a vacation.
Yeah, he had Florida.
Do you get to do those kind of vacations?
I don't have that much time. Oh. He has more time. What?
Look at you.
Oh, how you doing, buddy? I have 1 day left, dude. Hi, Tim.
How you doing?
That's our audio card. You know, we send a Christmas card, and it's a picture of me and Tim sitting on Santa's lap.
Wow.
Yeah, so we went to the mall, Tim and I, because we wanted to send cards to like guys like Paul Majors and stuff.
Love that man.
Who come on the show, and you know, we wanted to send a card to, you know, people who are regular guests, Jack Silver, Josh Rubenstein from KCAL.
Buddy, hey.
You'll get one.
She's a whore! For sure.
But it's after the holidays.
Sorry that you didn't get it. But anyway...
Wow.
We put a card together, and it's Tim and me sitting on Santa's lap, and when you open it, you hear...
Hi, Tim. How you doing?
It's on a little audio chip.
I would have appreciated that card.
It's me greeting Tim.
It's just the way I roll.
I know, dude.
You know, I left you a very sweet message on Christmas. Tim, too.
Yes, you did.
I really did, right?
Yes, you did. Yes,
I
you did.
I'm sure.
Yes, Brian, exactly, dude.
No, that's not the card. Here's the card. Here, I'll open the card. I'll show you how it works. Open the card. Take it. Hi, Tim.
How you doing?
See? Wow. And it's a good shot. We did it at the Galleria of him and me with Santa Claus, right?
And Santa doesn't speak?
No. Santa's not. No, it's me and Tim.
What a load.
All right.
Wow.
Anthony and Whittier have been holding for 20 minutes here. Go ahead, dude.
Hey, Whitman. How's it going?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Awesome. Sam, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have two questions. One for Sam. Sam, what is the thing when girls mainly say this? Are you 420 friendly?
Am I 420 friendly? My friend, I've got a recommendation. Generalized anxiety disorder.
Yeah, she's not just into...
I'm not just friendly about it.
Right. She has...
I'm a huge fan.
She has generalized anxiety disorder. She's been diagnosed. She has a clinical situation going on.
Oh, no. I'm not asking you if you are. I'm asking you if you know what that means. Because I don't know what it means, 420 friendly.
If somebody says, are you 420 friendly, you're telling us you don't know what that means?
Exactly.
You don't know what 420 is?
No.
No. All right. Why don't you go on the internet and just Google it?
Can't I tell him what it means?
Yeah.
Or are you going to make him actually work?
No, I mean, I find it very hard to believe. How old are you?
I'm 32.
Yeah. I find it pretty hard to believe that he got to 32 and doesn't know what 420 is.
Because clearly he doesn't do 420.
Well, obviously not.
Okay,
I don't do it either, but I know what it is.
But you're also in radio. You're supposed to know stuff.
I'm a stud, man.
All right, Anthony.
Yes.
That means are you open to smoking marijuana? 420.
Oh, idiot me. Okay, I got it.
How cute. Idiot him.
See, you got it all coming together now, dude.
Hey, yes, thank you for that, Sam. Whitman, I have a question for you. You're a big stud. Whatever happened to Jackie Johnson?
Jackie Johnson got back with her ex-boyfriend.
Wait, is she not on anymore?
She's on.
No. Oh, okay.
About 3 months ago, she was live on the show with some other folks from KCAL 9.
Right. No, she's not dating me.
If you're single.
That's right.
I was there.
She's back with her ex. Some dude, I think, from Florida.
Okay.
Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate it. All right, dude. You're a big stud, man.
That Jackie's hot.
This is Philip on the 101 freeway on 97.1 Free FM. Hi, Philip.
Hello, dude. Mm. Hello.
Yeah, dude.
Hey. Brian Redmond. Good to see you.
Is that an impression?
I'm trying to do an impression.
Wow. Leave it to the professionals, buddy. Who do you think he was trying to do, Whitman?
How much time is left before I can unhook these headphones and get in my car?
26 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
But including the break, though, because we break. Jerry, when do we break? At 50, 53?
But who do you think that guy was doing?
No, 56 today.
Sorry, buddy.
Who do you think that guy was impersonating?
Get ready to, need an end-of-show clip.
You.
You do have an end of show clip, don't you?
Yeah, I got one.
Good.
Don't worry. I got a couple.
Make it a long one.
All right.
Make it 20 minutes. Natalie on the 405 freeway is on Free FM. Hi, Natalie.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Well, some of the callers just in the last couple of moments, you heard like the last guy. You know, they're like idiots.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault, baby. You don't have to apologize to me. But it sets me off because it makes me think, what am I doing here talking to retards like that? You know what I mean?
I feel ya.
So
I'll try not to be retarded.
No, baby, you're great. You're a great call, and you've held on for a while, and I appreciate it. So go right ahead, sweetie.
All right. I actually have a question for Sam.
Ooh, okay.
I have a boyfriend who I've been dating for over 2 years, and we had a little bit of a long-distance relationship before where we were only seeing each other on the weekends. And as of about 4 months ago, we moved in together. And ever since we moved in together, this sexual relations have slowed to a crawl, and I don't understand what's going on.
Who moved into whose home?
We moved into a brand new home together.
Okay. You know, why buy the milk when you own the cow? It was a lot more exciting when you guys weren't with each other 24/7.
Right.
And you could cram it into the weekends. So there was a lot of activity going on. Now you're with each other every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're doing it once a month now. I don't understand.
We're doing it once a month.
Okay, wait a minute. Once a month.
And we're doing it once a month.
Oh, my God.
That would make me talk like that, too.
Yeah.
We're doing it once a month.
My dogs are not outside.
No, you know what you need to do, Natalie? Can
what?
I make a suggestion, sweetie?
Yeah.
You need to be... guys love it. Let me just say, I can speak for myself. As a guy, it's always guys initiating sex. That's always it's the way it is. Back to the beginning of time, you know, back to
cavemen,
the Roman days, and all of that. You know, the man pursues the woman. It's all of that. If you initiate sex with this boyfriend of yours now that you say everything slowed down.
Right.
By the way, to a complete stop, we have slowed down to a total complete
stop.
Once a month.
Okay. Initiate. You know, just when he's like, you know, he's sitting there watching ESPN, you know, on the couch, you know, get to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do that a few times. I love that.
Okay,
guys
love
that.
When you're in the middle of watching a game, you want your chick all over you? Don't you want to... concentrate
if it's just like sport,
on the scores?
If it's like Sports Center or highlights or something,
the loop,
just get in there. Seriously, Natalie, that will bring him back. And by the way, have you gone to like Frederick's or something? Do you go to like Victoria's Secret?
I'm not really into that.
Okay, well, Natalie, this is the problem. Natalie, this is how you're going to lose him. You're going to lose him this way. He's going to go
dress
to
up.
Strip clubs and oogle strippers because you're too prudish to just put on some lingerie.
Dress it up.
Okay.
You have to keep it spicy. You have to keep it new. You have to always
keep it hot.
Yeah, you have to work at it, dude. Don't get complacent. Don't get comfortable. When you get comfortable... it's not good, dude. Trust me.
You're right.
So here's what you've learned. Hopefully you will take two things from this conversation, Natalie, to solve your problem of you moved in with your boyfriend. You're now living together and the sex is... Oh, jeez. Yeah. All right. Thanks, baby. There's some things we can't say on the radio. Do I have my nose?
No, there's nothing. There's no snout.
There's some things we cannot say on the radio. Do not use that term.
Oral.
But do that. Surprise him with that every once in a while. He'll love that. I mean, and he'll love you. He'll think you're like, I mean, actually dropped out of heaven.
No!
So do that and dress up. The dressing up, you can't, at least for my money, Sam, you can't go wrong with that. You can't overstate how hot it is.
And it's not just dressing up. I say disguise yourself entirely. If you're blonde, wear a brunette wig. If you're a redhead, wear a blonde wig.
Now
become another person.
By the way, wigs are crazy, so don't listen to that, ladies, because Sam's a little nuts. So ixnay on the igway.
Listen.
No.
People don't. When was the last time you got laid, buddy?
Baby.
Hey, buddy.
Not come out in a wig because you'll freak him out. He'll think you're a total lunatic.
There are good wigs. The Jessica Simpson wig. Yeah, haven't you ever seen that line of wigs?
Again, ladies.
It's a good collection.
I got to stop the bad advice before it
That's not true.
Becomes Whitman, an epidemic. No wigs, ladies.
You know what? I'd like to see you in a wig.
All right. No.
Parading around in a G-string. That would be hot.
No.
Twirling
wigs.
Around a pole.
No wigs, my brother.
Come on, buddy.
No wigs, man.
Come on, buddy.
No wigs, man. No effing wigs, man. No wigs.
Don't listen to this cat. Trust me. He does not know what he's talking about. The dressing up, that's good advice.
Dressing up is hot. The you know, like the thigh highs and the whole thing. That's hot. The heels.
Stockings and garters.
No wigs, man.
Nah, don't listen to him.
No wigs. Well, you run around in wigs?
Dude, busty cops. I put wigs on everybody. I have a whole closet full of wigs.
You're a nut.
I dated a guy who had big wig heads in his closet. They were lined up like hundreds of them.
Yeah, and that's
he's
not
kind of balding like you.
And that's not a red flag either, because when you're dating somebody and you go into his bedroom and he has naked wig heads around the
like
mannequin heads.
And I didn't know that he really didn't have hair until I looked in his closet. I'm like, I get it.
All over the room is like just mannequin heads. That's not a red flag at all. That's not someone you need to have a concern
about.
You know
what I did?
Anything.
I set him up with my friend. They got married, had a couple of kids.
Yeah,
he was right for her.
All right, man. Yeah. Alan in Redondo is on Free FM. You with me on the wigs, right? The wig freaks. A wig would.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, if she wants to dress up with heels and stockings and look kind of whorish, that's cool. But the wig would make you feel like she's nuts, right, Alan?
Yeah. I'm not down with that.
Right.
But I just want to say, you know, all those people who like call in and like say that stuff about state. You're like the funniest guy I've ever listened to in my life. Seriously.
Really? Have you listened? There's a lot of people out there.
No.
I could send you some tapes of some shows that are really good.
No, just this show is just like, you don't even know. Like
I feel like I'm choking to death. Since 7th grade you've been listening?
Yeah.
And how old are you? What grade are you in now, buddy?
9th.
Oh, you're a freshman.
Sophomore.
You're a sophomore. Oh, that's cool. You getting chicks, man?
Yeah, you could say. That's what you said to me when I called in when I was in 7th grade.
Oh. My questions haven't changed in 2 years. You're good
still the same shtick.
Good job. And, I just want to say, when are you...
I got to update my act.
Yeah, just like every year, just come up with something new.
Yeah, I got to get a new question for the high school students.
Yeah. But, when are you guys
going to
do that Family Feud with Louis Henderson?
Oh, you want to play the feud? You want to play the feud? Let's play the feud. We'll play the feud soon.
That'll be like my birthday present.
All right, dude.
Next
week, we're going to play the feud, dude, all right?
Thank you so much.
And you're getting chicks, right?
You could say that.
Are you sure it wasn't also, Tim when you called 2 years ago and you were asked if you're getting chicks?
It wasn't you.
Oh, it was Tim.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I remember it's like, oh, dude, you getting chicks, dude. Yeah, I remember.
Right,
that.
It was Tim. Hey, dude,
yeah.
Getting chicks, man.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
got
yeah.
it. Okay, see, all right. So, but at least one of us asked you.
Yeah. Right. And I remember a couple weeks ago, some people called in trying to do a Likas impression.
Yeah.
They did it so bad, and I was laughing so hard over that.
You know, today, Alan. Is your lucky day, my brother.
Ooh.
Why is it my lucky day?
I have selected you because you're a huge stud.
Oh, thanks, man. You're a stud. Yeah, I'm sorry. That was horrible.
You've been selected to win a pair of $50 MasterCard gift cards. It's $100, dude.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Thank you so much.
One for you and another to give to a friend, but I would say just keep both of them. That's what
yeah.
I would do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this is
a girl.
Huh?
No one deserves that much.
No, but $100 you could maybe, you know.
Yeah.
You could take the, you know.
Walk around school, throw a couple 20 bills.
Yeah, you know, you hit the playground there at school with your MasterCard gift cards.
Yeah.
A pair of $50 gift cards, one for you and another to give to a friend, I guess, if you want to. But again,
right,
we'll pass on that. To purchase a MasterCard prepaid gift card, go to CVS Pharmacy or visit MasterCard.com/prepaid. All right, Alan?
That's very generous of you, Whitney.
What do you think you can buy with $100 since you're keeping both of the cards? Which I would definitely.
He just wants to flash 20s on the schoolyard.
No, I don't think you can break it for cash. I think it's going to be like a credit card, and you can go buy stuff with it.
Yeah, I'll probably just. I need new shoes.
There you go.
You know what? Go to Foot Locker or something. Get a pair of sneakers.
Pay
or something.
Less.
Yeah.
No, it's him.
What?
He's got $100. He's going to go to Foot Locker.
He could buy like five pairs of shoes at Payless.
He's going to go to Foot Locker and get
some,
you know, like real dudes.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Like a real.
Who's all snotty about Payless?
I'm just
I'm
telling
not snotty about Payless.
Oh, not you, Alan. I'm talking to Whitman.
I'm just saying most. I thought most guys got their sneakers at Foot Locker.
Yeah.
That's where I got these.
I don't. Personally, I don't.
You know, where do you go? DSWA?
Well, I'm not, because I skate.
You what?
Because I skate, and so, like, the shoes rip easily, so you go to the skate shops and you buy.
You get a could you get a pair of skates for $100?
A pair of skates?
No, he's talking about skateboarding. He's a skater.
Yeah, skateboarding, not
roller skates.
Oh!
Buddy, come on.
No, he said I skate.
Yeah, he's a skateboarder.
I thought he was like a hockey player.
No, it's the lingo for a skateboarder. I skate.
Oh, but not the shoes, not the shoes
like
with the
fans, you know, like
right.
Skate.
But do you do you have the shoes that have the wheel on the heel? You doing that?
Because
that's a good look when like kids like are flying past you in the mall and they're like literally rolling past you
in their sneakers.
Yeah. All right, dude. We've had a lot of chit chat with you. We've got to move on, buddy.
You're great, Alan. Though.
So he gets $50. It's $100, dude. And you know, pick up a chick. Like take some chick to you know Applebee's or something.
Oh, Applebee's. Is nice. Right. How about Pomodoro?
Because then you know what's coming your way, my brother.
The melting pot. Yeah.
Well, actually, you know, the Cafe Bijou, is that what it's called?
I don't know.
On Studio City, Bizou.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to say this, never taken a chick to that place.
I never even heard of that place.
Alan, don't make me put you on hold. The host is making a comment. It's time to
zip it.
All right?
Sorry.
That Cafe Bijou, whatever it's called on Ventura Boulevard, I have never taken a chick there and not received full sexual treatment.
At the restaurant?
No, after the meal.
Oh, gotcha. How much did you spend?
I think you don't drink, do you, Alan? I mean, you're only 15, 16.
Nah,
right.
I get sick.
Right. Get a bottle of wine. I mean, get the kid to bring it. You know, what you don't drink, bring to school.
Okay.
What you don't finish,
advice.
Put in your lunchbox what you
need. Yeah, I just put in the same bag where I keep the guns.
Yeah, that's great. Good stuff, Alan.
Police found wine and guns. All right, hold on, dude. All right, you're a big stud, man.
Aw.
Oh, God.
You see the influence you have over Los Angeles youth?
We got a nut here on the phone. Like, guys are into you. Guys into wigs. Hey, Everett.
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
Good, dude. What's up?
Oh, man. I got to get behind Sam on this one 100%. The wigs are a big turn-on.
See, buddy? You know what's going on.
Now, what if I wore, like, a hairpiece, Sam?
I think if we gave you like a hippie look, like
No. What if you and I were having sex?
That's what I'm saying.
If you and I had a sexual relationship,
yeah.
And I walked in the room with a toupee on, I would hope you would be horrified.
No, I wouldn't.
But
I would
depends
think
on where you're wearing it.
Oh wow. Well, hopefully, on his head. No, I would get into it. I would bang you like a lot more vigorously than normal.
Would you bang that wig right off my head?
It depends if you glued it on or not.
So, dude, Everett, you're into that? Does your girlfriend or wife put wigs on?
Every once in a while.
Doesn't she look crazy?
I don't really have anyone regular now, but yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you own these wigs or do you take them wig shopping? Do you tell them to bring over BYOW? Bring your own wig?
Right.
No, it's... If a girl's into it, then it's cool. But I mean, if not, it's not something that I'm going to.
But do you have
them
in your closet? Like, how do you get them in the wigs?
Is there a wide array, a selection
if you bring
for
your wig? Then it's cool. But
bring your own wig.
No,
yeah.
I'll bring it up if we're out on a date or something like that, and then maybe if they're into it, they'll bring them out. But it's not something that you just
So that I understand, Everett. You'll have like, you know, it's your girlfriend or whatever, and you're in like the bedroom or wherever, and she goes into like, you know, like the bathroom, she's getting dressed because she's going to put on one of those sexy outfits from like Fredericks or something, correct?
Yeah.
Right. So she throws on one of those and she pulls a wig down on her,
On her head?
Yeah, sure.
Mm. Yeah, because you disguise yourself as an alternate person.
Doesn't she look like a nut with the wig on?
No.
Well, usually the wig will come out, like, if she's gotten something new that I haven't seen before. Yeah.
She's a nut with the wig.
Oh, nice. I like that.
It's nutty with the wig.
No, it's not nutty.
It's a little too much.
Dude, you're too conservative.
No, I'm not. Yeah. A wig, it's stupid.
Or, like, right when you get home... If she's already wearing it, I mean, it's a little bit...
That would freak me out. I'd move.
I'd be like, who's that bitch in my house? Yum, yum.
I'd say wrong house. I walked in, and my chick was sitting there in a wig. I go, what? I must be in the wrong house.
Dude,
you got to get around more. No, it's me. I just have a wig. Nope, this is not my house. So you've come home from work and she's standing there in a wig? What is she, like Kathy Bates?
No, not quite, man. No, I'll come home and she'll come out of like a corner somewhere, like while I'm in the kitchen. And it's like, what?
What, is she trying to give you a heart attack? Do you have a lot of insurance? You have a hefty insurance policy?
Oh, it only did start happening after I took out the life insurance.
You come through the door and she, you know, what is she? She's creeping out of doorways and things. Oh,
yeah,
my.
Exactly.
Linen closets, doors swing open. Good evening. All right, dude. I'll see you later, Everett.
All right, guys.
All right. Oh,
thanks, buddy. Everett had my back. He's like, hey.
She sneaks out of corners when she comes home from work with a wig on. Oh, that would be it. I would end the. Honest to God, if I'm going to tell you the truth.
That's not a deal breaker for you.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
No,
I have had girlfriends, and it's the best when you have a girlfriend and, like, you know, she comes home or like I can remember this happened to me only one time. It happened to me one time, and it happened in about 1998. I was on the phone where I lived, and she just, started getting it on.
Oh.
It was great. That stuff's great. No problem with that.
So the spontaneous.
However.
Good.
If I came through the door and she jumped out of a corner as if to surprise me with a wig on. Straight to my room, start packing my ass
up. No, you would not.
I certainly would.
You wouldn't be...
I would get out of there.
You wouldn't be like...
I would say, sweetheart...
Excited?
No, I would say, baby,
not even
please,
remotely?
Are you trying to give me a mother effing heart attack?
No, I'm just trying to be somebody else
and
for
I'd
you.
Say, well, you know, what is the wig? You look like Janet from Three's Company with that wig on.
I would applaud her
like,
for trying to spice up your sex life.
I've been at work all day. I come home and Joyce DeWitt is here.
Dude, you're nothing but a punisher. You don't reward people for trying hard. I'm saying
no jumping. I'm just going to say no. This and by the way, for
can
Natalie,
you keep the wig on, but just not leap out of a corner.
No, for Natalie who called up earlier and we tried to help out Natalie with her sexual problems.
Yeah,
let me add to that. I'm sure she's still listening. No leaping out of corners. No surprises. No jumping out of corners. No. None of that. Like, don't go under a staircase and, like, you know, knock on the stair. Nothing that's going to make him think the house is haunted or that you've been possessed by evil spirits.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
And a wig, I think, will do that. I mean, you jump out like in a, you know, like you're a blonde and you jump out like in a wig and he's going to be like, oh, ah.
Look, if you had a rainbow wig on with a big red nose, I can understand being afraid. Right. But we're just talking about a nice classy wig, Brian.
And also the shoes, the big clown shoes. I would say no to that, too. If you come, you know.
So no clown sex for you.
Right. When you, you know, if your dude come home from work and he's been working all day and you've got the big bozo nose going and the rainbow hair and the big clown shoes with the baggy pants.
That's not a fantasy of yours?
Now that for him is a red flag. He's not going to live there long. If you want him to move out, by the way, that's a surefire way to get that to happen. If you want him to start checking out apartments online, wear a big ball nose, two giant shoes, and full clown makeup with the baggy pants and suspenders. And he's got about 5 or 7 days, you know, to get his stuff together to make the move out of there.
What if he's that one guy who has a fetish for clowns? You're effed.
Then start in real quick with something else. So you're jumping out of corners, you know, leaping out of corners.
There you go.
you know, just frightening him, you know, in the middle of the night. By the way, shake him in the middle of the night out of a dead sleep.
That'll work.
Yeah, you know, standing over him, screaming.
Actually, I think just getting up close and staring at him while he's sleeping and then having him wake up and look at you looking at him.
If you want him to move out, ladies, just in the middle of the night.
Grab a kitchen knife.
Kind of get on top of him, but not in a sexual way. Shake him violently and scream, "Don't you see it? Don't you see it? Don't you see it? Make it leave." Do that like tonight, Friday night. Don't do it Saturday night, but then Sunday night, bring that back again.
A touchback.
Right. Give him a night without it and then bring it back. By Tuesday, he's taillights.
I think that by Tuesday, he'd be recommending therapy.
And do it all in a wig. Throw a wig on. Throw a wig on. By the way, otherwise totally nude. Throw on a wig, jump on his chest, grab his shoulder, shake him violently, screaming, "Don't you see it? Don't you see it? Don't you see it? Make it leave." He will be out of your life in 72 hours.
Wow.
It's Conway and Whitman. We are live on 97.1 Free FM. This is Philip on the 101 Freeway on 97.1 Free FM. Hi, Philip.
Mm. Hello.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, Brian Whitman. Good to see you.
Is that an impression?
I'm trying to do an impression of person.